We've been talking this morning about the old school days. Yeah. Back in the day, if you were evil, some of the different things that you've done, things you did, maybe you regret, maybe not so much. Just a whole variety of different things. So let's continue that with 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Well, I was sitting there back in school. It was about, I think, my sophomore year. I ended up started dating this little Pentecostal Christian woman.
Uh-oh.
I ended up turning her into a hoe.
God!
Her mom liked me and everything until she found out what I did to her. And then,
Next
thing you know, she sat there and became a hoe and started smoking weed and everything like that. And I was just like, well, got to get rid of you now.
So you were the one that started the whole...
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I didn't do it on purpose, but, you know, back in my high school years, man, the girl didn't give it up to me within 3 weeks, dude. She wasn't there no more.
She's out. You know what? That's one thing that I can look back on and say, I don't think I ever really permanently affected someone that badly. So, congratulations, man.
Yeah, she's really out of it now. I checked in on her about a year ago. She's not doing too well.
So
I tried to help her out.
Any regrets there or not?
Yeah, I regret it because I didn't know at first, but after it happened, it was just a little too late to really change anything.
Yeah.
All I did was try to help to make sure she was not doing too much things stupid, making sure she was safe and all.
Yeah. Well, at least you followed up on, you know, the person after you ruined them.
Oh, yeah. We was always friends after that.
Oh,
somehow,
man.
I don't know how, but...
Desperate for friends, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Those times you were evil or observed other people being evil? Back in the day, back in the school days?
I was being bullied when I was in basic training.
You were being bullied?
Yes.
Oh, in basic training. This is a different take. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, our drill sergeant was yelling at us one night. He had all the platoons together in the bay. And he wanted to know why we didn't have any discipline and why we couldn't do the right thing. So I raised my hand and asked the question. And I said that other platoons could go into the dining facility and they couldn't have Kool-Aid or cakes or whatever. But we could go in and take our time eating and have whatever we wanted. So that's why we didn't have any discipline, because we could do whatever we wanted. So my platoon didn't like that.
I wonder why.
So after he smoked us, made us do push-ups. And by the way, I was on profile at the time, so I couldn't do any push-ups. I couldn't get smoked. So he smoked them, and afterwards, all the females were talking about beating me up, and all the guys kept saying that I better watch my back, and I had to stay awake for a whole week.
Oh, man!
I would see him in groups talking, and they were, you know, I heard rumors about how they were going to put the soap in pillowcases and tie me to the bed and beat me up.
Jeez, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy.
What were you thinking? Did you not think about what kind of repercussions that might have saying something like that?
I was a little snitch. I didn't think about it. And I was a goody two-shoes. So I thought he really wanted to know why. And I saw that, and I saw that was the reason why we didn't have any discipline.
Yeah, you probably learned your lesson, right?
I did.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Mostly talking about times you were evil in school or whatever. If there was something that can relate to it like that last call, that's fine. Go ahead.
Hey, my sophomore year, my buddies and I rounded up a couple cows, some pigs, some chickens, and we threw them in our gym right after they just got done re-waxing the floor.
Oh, man.
And we took a bunch of bag manure and threw it in our principal's office. We got the keys from his son, and his son was actually the one that was helping us and gave us the idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty funny, man.
Oh, man. It's those things that you do that are really planned out and take a lot of time that are evil that you really look back on and go, man, I really was pure, unadulterated evil back in those days. You know?
Well, it wasn't anything unplanned. It just kind of happened, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave us the idea, and we did it. It's nothing I regret, for sure. So...
In senior year in my high school, these guys went to this teacher's house, pulled up all of her bushes out of the ground, and teepeed the place. And then this guy who ended up being my roommate my sophomore year in college, defecated into one of the empty flower pots. God, and there was a picture that they were showing of him next to the flower pot with like a thumbs up. God, I totally forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me, dude.
Yeah, take it easy, man.